Rick Mason and Rob Finley are here to take us back to Hallucination Bay. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice intro.
Oh, thank you. Well, they're based on things that I remember from when Ross Chisholm and I looked back at the Neptunes on our segment, The Land That Time Forgot. And it's a funny old segment because a lot of it's based on Ross's memory and some of it, you know, maybe is true, some of it maybe isn't true. What did you think listening back to that, Rob?
There was some things that were true, but there was quite a bit that wasn't true.
Sure.
I mean, I didn't know it was on, but I got a text from somebody that morning going, you're on the radio. And I was
like,
what? So I turned it on and, yeah, there it was. And I was listening going, huh? Ross, really? You know? But he did a good job despite that. Yeah.
Because what I love about Ross is the things that he tells us and, the histories that he gives us are all in his brain because he was there at those gigs. And
he remembers a lot more than I do, put it that way.
And often people say that. And he, keeps Express magazines from, probably the 90s. And, he's digging back into his filing cabinet in his brain. So, and that's what I really love about that segment is people always get in touch and correct us when the facts are not there, particularly Rick Mason in the case of your sister. Because Ross wasn't sure what you were up to and you're still playing music. And
Well, I've got a surf instrumental band called Danger Island, and Ross probably doesn't know about that, but we're playing around.
Yeah.
And another thing called Acid County with Rob Finley here as well. But, I mean, we're grateful for Ross for his enthusiasm and what he knows and his energy to get these things together.
Yeah.
But I would say that Jamie never played in The Fiends.
All right. We'll mark that down in the corrections book, which is the pages are getting filled as the weeks go by.
And you've got to be pleased that people at least, do remember.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that I do on Breakfast that gets the most people calling in and saying that they are loving hearing the sounds that they used to groove to, and some of them quite recent as well. And a lot of the bands still going, like this one. How often do you play?
Once every couple of years. Yeah. Sometimes. We have great big gaps, and then we might play once a year, and then the next, like we played last year.
Yeah.
But that was at a party out in the Swan Valley. It wasn't a public gig, so it wasn't announced anywhere.
2J1.
Yeah. That was great fun out in the Swan Valley and this massive old shed and hundreds of people, and it was fantastic, but no one would have known about it unless you were at the party kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. What sparks you to do these gigs sort of, is it an occasion or...?
Not really. It's just that, like from that one last year, lots of people said, oh, you didn't tell us. We didn't know. It says, well, it wasn't our party and it was Alex's party.
Sure.
And so, I mean, this North Perth Bowling one, it's really, North Mantle, is it's really a party for our friends and people who are interested.
Yeah.
It's only been done through Facebook and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. And one of the things that Ross talked about when we talked about the Neptunes was lots of people coming in and out of the band over the years.
Not really.
Was that not a thing?
No, it was only really drummers.
Okay.
Right. The rest of the band stayed the same the whole time.
There you go.
You know what drummers are like. They come
that was the one thing I thought, that's not just not true.
Like, he had five pages of notes.
No. The core of the band stayed exactly the same right from the very start. We had a few different drummers.
All right. Who's drumming now?
Martin Moon.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. But we need to pay... Hugh Vilden. Yeah. But we need to pay tribute to Andrew McLellan, Andy Mack, because he was the original drummer. But then he went off to America and we got Dave Shaw in from the Stems and he was with us for a few years. And then we had Ian Chater and then Martin Moon, who played on the album that you have got over there, the second one. But, yeah, so the rest of us were...
We're all just there the whole time.
Yeah.
And you'll be there on Friday night and you're here this morning and you've got guitars in tow. What are you going to play for us?
An instrumental that was off our first EP. We released two EPs on vinyl on Citadel back in the day. They've all been compiled into a CD these days, but Yeah, this is instrumental called Stormaline. We haven't got Jamie because he wouldn't come on the radio. So
that's all right.
We can't do a song with vocals without Jamie.
So. He's got a high-powered job in City of Joondalup, so...
All right, we'll let him off.
Telling him what to do up there.
But we do have Rob and Rick from the Neptunes with us, and they're
it's
about...
an instrumental called Stormaline.
Beautiful. Live on breakfast. Just angle that down, and you're ready to go.
All right.
RTR FM.
You ready, Rick?
Yep.
Sun-drenched surf sounds from the Neptunes. Rick and Rob from the band joining us in the studio with a live rendition of Stormaline. Is that the name of that tune?
That's the name of the tune.
There we go. And
written by Rob Finlay.
Written by Rob Finlay. Thank you very much, Rick. And Rick, your brother emailing in saying the sounds are taking him back this morning. And Stu says, nice.
Oh, Stu Medley.
There you go. Now, one thing I said at the beginning was that you wore board shorts when you played live.
Not every time.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for having us, Caitlin.
Pleasure.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.